On the phone with us this morning, defense attorney Lori Hoffman of Tully Rinke. Thanks for joining us. Good morning to you.
Good morning to you as well, Jay.
All right. So after hearing days of testimony from prosecution witnesses, defense attorney Joel Daniels called just one defense witness, that was off-duty officer Robert Eloff. Many expected him to plead the fifth. He declined to testify. It seems like a curious move.
In this situation, we knew from the felony hearing when Officer Eloff was called that he had invoked his Fifth Amendment right. So I think Mr. Daniels probably anticipated that again at trial. But I think what his position was is if he could get it in front of a jury that the police officer was invoking his Fifth Amendment right, that it would give something for the jury to look at and to consider in their deliberation. However, Judge Wolfgang did rule that the jury will not even know that Officer Eloff took the stand and invoked his right to remain silent, but in fact has chosen to give them the missing witness charge, is my understanding, which basically will tell the jury only the witness was unavailable to testify and that witness may have had information that would have been helpful to either the prosecution or the defense.
Mr. Basil faces several charges, from second-degree murder to manslaughter and other charges as well. But can you summarize the most serious charge here, and that, of course, is the second-degree murder charge? What level of proof is needed to find that type of guilty verdict?
Well, basically what the jury has to believe beyond a reasonable doubt is that Mr. Basil acted in such a manner with depraved indifference to human life, basically that he recklessly engaged in conduct that he knew or should have known caused a grave risk of death to another person. In this case, what the prosecution is going to try and convince the jury is that the shove down the stairs, whether it be a push, a shove, a launch, we've heard it described as many different things, that action in and of itself and the circumstances surrounding it are enough to show that Mr. Basil acted with depraved indifference to human life by pushing Mr. Sager in such a manner where the stairs were, that Mr. Basil knew that the stairs were there and therefore should have known that there was a grave risk of death by pushing him in that location.
And then finally, this is a tragic case, and there's several cases like this, but as the facts came out about William Sager, we heard more of his story. It really became more of a source of community outrage. And I'm kind of curious how a defense attorney needs to go about their business when such a case is kind of exploding around them.
Well, it is something that we deal with every day. But in this situation, when you have a high-profile case, you have a military soldier, it definitely brings to light, hot-button topics and just raw emotions, especially in this day and age. What we have to do is basically we have to shut out the emotional part of it and look at it from a strictly legal point of view. And it can be difficult at times to shut off those emotions, but we have to be able to do that so we can look at the law and the different degrees and charges and whatnot that we're looking at with an even keel and clear eyes. And it can be very tough, even in front of a jury, to try and get a jury to be able to check their emotions at the door, so to speak, and be able to look at everything in with clear eyes and just look at it logically and not emotionally. And I'm sure those are items that Mr. Daniels spoke to the jury about while they were doing jury selection, too. It can be very difficult, but it is something that we learn to deal with and we deal with on a regular basis.
Lori Hoffman is a defense attorney with Tully Rinke. Thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Thank you.